Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
You know, body weight training is incredibly effective for building muscle, and some would even argue that it's better than free weights. My guest is Bryce Taylor. He's a practicing outpatient physical therapist and education program consultant for Merrithew Health and Fitness. So, Bryce, speak about body weight training a little bit. People don't really know what it is, but it's really just old is new again. It's old school body weight exercises, push-ups, sit-ups, correct?
Yeah, that's right. You know, it showed up in the top trends for the first time by ACSM's list, and we're all excited about that. I just can't believe it's taken this long to make the list. We've all had our own bodies for a long time, and we've all been exercising with calisthenics, you know, since we can all remember. So it's just funny that it just finally made the top trend list, but that means people are going to start talking about it. As we start talking about body weight training, you know, we need to look at what are the most effective ways of using our body for our own resistance and, you know, doing it with safety measures in place and knowing how to make an exercise easier or harder using our own body. I think that's what's really been missing. And it's just been repackaged over and over and over with the same kind of exercise knowledge. But, you know, I think we can bring more to it. And that's really what I want to talk about, is how we can use our body more effectively.
Well, and the fact is, Bryce, that as an in-home trainer for so many years, I mean, that's sort of my go-to thing with my clients, but it definitely, you know, people always will ask me, is this as effective as weightlifting when it comes to building muscle, and how can we work on that, you know, graduated progression to make each exercise harder and harder. So let's start with one of the most basic, wonderful chest and tricep exercises, the push-up. So first of all, we got your beginning push-up on your knees. Now graduate it for us and tell us how the push-up helps us.
Okay, I'm going to start with this, a challenge. If I was handing you a towel, would you have known whether it's whether I was handing you a washcloth, a hand towel, or a bath towel? A towel is a towel, right?
Yes.
So, same thing with a push-up. I would argue that a push-up is not just simply a push-up. That's the name of an exercise, but it's actually a series of movements. It's a movement toward the floor by bending your elbows in a plank position. So, when we start breaking down the exercises that way, we can understand how to make them harder or easier.
So, do that for us.
So, the example of a push-up, unfortunately, the kneeling push-up gained the stigma of a girl push-up. I heard that from one of my fitness friends this morning.
It has gained that stigma, yes.
It shouldn't have that stigma because many, many people are not strong enough to support their own body weight in a full plank position. And that's okay. That's a starting place. And you might call these corrective exercises. These are foundational exercises that are going to allow you to progress into the next level of fitness and ultimately maybe sports performance. And with the push-up, we might start in a kneeling position with a higher incline. So, for example, let's place our hands on a couch or a chair or something that offers a little bit of incline assistance. And then we can progress that decline down to the floor. And then once we're down to the floor, then we might actually be able to do a full knee extended position as a starting point, and we might start again at a high incline and then work back down to the floor. So that's an example, though, of one variable. If we were looking at movement-based training, we're looking at one variable. So,
well, one of my favorite exercises, which, I mean, I used to be able to do so much better, but I know, and no one can argue, that a pull-up or a chin-up rocks, just totally rocks your lats. It works your biceps, depending on your hold. I mean, it's just an awesome exercise and doesn't really, in my opinion, need much graduating. I mean, you just got to be able to pull yourself up a few times and then maybe you change your position or add a little resistance, correct?
Well, the pull-up is a very, very difficult body weight exercise because you're supporting your full body weight. And a lot of body weight positions are partial body weight. But in this case, you're supporting your whole body, and your arms are overhead, and your shoulder blades are in a fairly unnatural position to start. And a lot of people are too weak to do that. So what I would argue is that you would find a way of positioning your feet so that you're supported. So you may be supported on the floor with rings or suspension training apparatus above you, and you can graduate how much assistance you're using with your legs.
So well, and that's also, you know, you see trainers in clubs helping. You know, helping somebody, giving them that little sort of leg up, you know, giving them a little bit of that extra resistance. Now, speak about my favorite exercise is lunges. And that is a pure body weight exercise that can be done 8 million ways. But, man, if you do it right, you really feel your glutes, you feel your quads, you feel your body so much in a lunge.
That's right. And a lunge is really a staggered squat. And squats we know to be one of the best total weight training body weight exercises. And in a lunge, you might vary by moving a little bit forward past your knee and having to stop that knee from translating over your feet. You might go into a decreased depth. So you might start at maybe a half lunge and then work your way to a full lunge. We might add weight to our sides. We might add weight overhead. We might actually add a plane of motion. So in other words, we take a light weight or no weight. We can use body weight in this case. And as we lunge, we turn our torso to the right or the left, depending on what's the open side.
And you can also lunge backwards off a stair. And that deepens the quality of the lunge and makes it a little bit deeper. And, I mean, there's so many ways to graduate that exercise. But please reiterate for one quick second what you said about the knee going over your toe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's fine if the knee is going over the toe, granted that you don't have any what we call patellofemoral complaints, any kneecap problems. Because that does put a lot of anterior force or force on the front of the knee, which is the kneecap, pushing against the leg bone.
So if somebody does have those knee issues, they want to make sure when they lunge not to let that knee go over your toes.
Absolutely. I think that's a good rule to live by. But it doesn't mean that you can't lunge past your knee. And it's that forward translation past the knee and that stopping point which makes the lunge a little bit more interesting.
Well, it certainly does, and, you know, we're going to talk about core in another segment, but what's your favorite body weight exercise?
My favorite body weight exercise is probably a variation of the plank, and I like to use plank progressions or what I would call micro progressions, so basically moving someone from a plank position to a single leg plank position or a single arm plank position or moving to an unstable surface and repeating that same sort of micro progression. So we might start at a low angle, work to a lower angle. We might start with a wide base of support, work to a narrow base of support. We might lift one arm and then lift one leg or maybe both at the same time. And then add a plane of motion once we've gone through that whole sequence. So it's variations of the plank that I like the best.
So, Bryce, in just the last 20 or seconds or so, wrap it up for us on body weight exercises and that they can be effective.
They can be extremely effective if you know what's appropriate for your own body. Unfortunately, some people don't know what's appropriate, and they start to do something like a burpee. A burpee is a great exercise, but maybe they don't need to make it plyometric. Maybe they don't need to jump back. Maybe they can just step back.
Well, that's a great suggestion right there. And body weight exercises, old is new again. Old school still works. It's a great way to exercise. You don't need any equipment. So, you know, that's the way that you can at least do stuff when you have no equipment. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.